Hello.
Welcome back. And then, again, if anyone's coming back, you know.
I think, yeah. I hope people are.
Oh, yeah. We actually had a lot of new listeners, so thank you for tuning in.
I was really surprised.
We thought there were 3 people listening, and 2 of those were us.
Yeah, and 3 of those were us.
All 3 of them was us. No, I knew your sister was listening.
Yeah.
So I was like, 2 of that, those people are us, and then 1 of them is her.
And then just me sometimes. Like,
I'll just go and listen on different platforms.
Well, because I'm like, I get really, like, I cringe at my voice, so the way I listen to it is I'll listen to 5 minutes, stop, and then visit it again another day, listen to 5 minutes, stop, and then go back to it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've listened to it once. Like, every time we release it, I listen to it the day after at work.
Yeah.
And because I'm very self-obsessed. I listen to it. So
I don't know. I can't. Can you get used to, like, hearing your voice?
Not my voice, no. I but, like, can't. I can listen to you.
I can just listen to you, but yeah, I can't listen to myself either. It's just weird.
And some of the things I say are so cringy, so I'm like, please, no.
I think you're good.
Shut up. Just like, shut up.
I have mental notes of, like, what not to do. And I just...
Tell me, share.
Well, share. I think I kept a count of, like, how many times I said interesting in the last episode.
You did? I didn't even realize you said interesting.
No, I literally said it, like, 15 times. And it was just, it wasn't even, like, take a break and then say interesting, but I'd say it, like, again and again and again.
How did I not notice that, though?
I don't know.
So, I feel like you nitpick at your own things.
Perhaps.
You know? Yeah, like.
Have you noticed anything like that?
Well, for me, I say literally a lot.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
And I sound like a Valley girl.
Really?
And I say okay a lot, even though I said I wouldn't.
Valley girl, I get, but, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was us, both of us, actually, from
the first episode. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're not Valley girls.
We're actually not.
We're not. We're from Canada, so no Valleys here. Absolutely. No, there are. There are definitely Valleys here.
I thought Valley girl was just, I didn't imagine them living in
Valleys. I thought it was, like, California type. Like,
yeah,
talking.
But is California Valley? Like, I'm just never. this is Valley girl right
this
here.
This just shows us how we're dumb.
Yeah,
we're super dumb.
Yeah.
That's who knows if there's valleys in California? This is not a geography podcast.
Even if we were, we wouldn't know anything.
That's why we can't make a geography podcast.
But, absolutely.
But yeah, welcome back. Oh, this is Karishma.
This is Rinky.
And this is Murders, Ghosts, and Everything in Between.
Love the intro that's like 3 minutes in.
All good. Someone's listening somewhere. Though no one knows how to do intros. Everyone knows this.
Yeah, that's true.
So today we're actually going to be doing the murders part of Murders, Ghosts, and Everything. Because so far we've just done ghosts and everything.
We've done everything. This is it. This is our last episode.
Yeah. Bye. But no, you know what I mean by everything. Like, that section of our name, that's what we've done. So today we're just going to be going back to murders. Oh, your mom's calling. Do you want to pick that up?
Sure. Actually, my battery's low, though, so I can just work.
Yeah, okay. Yay. We always have technical difficulties.
Thankfully, we didn't have any.
Knock
right
on
now.
Wood. Is there water around?
The chair is wood.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, but yeah. This podcast may be haunted. Who knows?
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
Yeah.
But if it is, that's pretty cool.
No.
I'm not gonna lie, it is pretty cool.
It's definitely not cool.
Okay. It's not haunted. I take it back.
Good.
I also say that a lot. I take it back. Because
really?
I have to take so many things I say back.
Really? I literally never noticed.
Yes.
That's bizarre.
Okay, where were we? We're going to be covering the murders part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about the Zodiac Killer today. And specifically, it's just going to be me talking about the Zodiac Killer. Please be very, very careful in taking what I say into consideration.
I was like, where is this going?
but, you know, it's because I did the research, yes. But, like, I also got the information from one site.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
You know, that's cool. It was a great site. I actually have written it, like, down, and it was thought Co.com.
Yeah.
/ the Zodiac Killer.
That's, but like, you don't need multiple sources.
Yeah. And the site was really good. It had everything in like chronological order. That's cool. So like, I didn't really have to put much effort in.
That's good.
Which is great. But like, because I've done my research from just this one site, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's like more to it.
I mean,
you know, like, you know what I mean, right? Yeah. And like, and I did this research like 4 weeks ago.
I doubt there's developments in it. Like,
no, but like, I'm saying, so I haven't really looked back on it after. Yeah. Oh, there's definitely not developments in the Zodiac Killer case in the last 4 weeks.
Breaking news, it was someone else all along.
They didn't catch him.
So. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Wait, hold on. During the presidential campaign.
No, that wasn't the Zodiac Killers. That was the Golden State Killer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, is that, could that be okay? Yeah.
Or, that was the Golden State
what
Killer,
was, what was so. What was the name of the nominee? The Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, okay.
He was not the Zodiac Killer. He was a baby then, okay?
Okay.
If anyone believes that, please let me know why. I want to know.
I mean, hey.
And another thing with the research that I did, mm-hmm. I haven't really looked at all of the suspects because there were, like, so many.
Mm-hmm.
So I only looked at, like, three.
Okay.
And I also got that from one site, from History Channel. So if they say it's an alien, it probably isn't.
Okay.
Because you know History Channel.
They're all, everything is aliens. Yeah.
I love History Channel, but at the same time, they want to tell me every single thing is aliens. And I'm like, no, it's not.
I stopped watching because of that. I remember we used to have documentary screenings in high school. I think it was during history. And instead of teaching us, our perfect, amazing teacher would literally just put, like, documentaries on. And at the end of every single documentary, it would be straight up aliens. Pyramids, aliens. Stonehenge, aliens. Everything aliens.
Yeah, because apparently humans couldn't be smart enough back in the day without technology. I feel like it's so insulting to think that.
That's true.
It is. Like, you believe these people couldn't be intelligent enough to build these on their own. Like,
yeah.
That's not how it works.
I think they're just going for the, like, drama factor.
Yeah.
But then, come on, like.
Also, I used to watch Ancient Aliens. I told you that. And then I found out that the founders
mm-hmm.
are apparently, like, Holocaust deniers and stuff. And they're, like, insane. So
that's, like credibility gone.
I'm like, yeah. I do not want to watch this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it. But, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, that one, my three suspects are from the History Channel. Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah, and this is going to be a two-parter episode.
Yeah.
We're springing everything at you because it's pretty long and there's a lot of details I want to cover. And I kind of do want to do it justice because, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a very big case.
I have never, like, I've heard of it, obviously, but I've never.
Have you watched the movie, The Zodiac?
No, absolutely not.
With Robert Downey Jr.? No. You should watch it. It's really good.
Is it scary?
It's not scary, okay. But it's really good.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. But I love all movies, like, as you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that movie is really good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so watch it.
I feel like I say I'll watch it, and then I never do, and it's just like.
You need to watch it.
Fair enough.
God.
Maybe, we can watch it together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching, did you watch more of the documentary?
No, I did. I could not. I literally
Why?
Could not.
I'm it's... on episode 3 now. I just started episode 3. Did you know he escaped from prison?
He escaped?
He jumped out of the courtroom, like, out of the courthouse. Like, he jumped out of the second floor window at the courthouse.
And he survived?
Yeah. Oh, this is Ted Bundy we're talking about. I'm a documentary.
I love that everything is so delayed.
It's okay. They'll get to it eventually. It. Yeah. This is how we talk. But yeah. He actually jumped out and escaped. And like, I couldn't watch the whole episode this morning because I was like kind of just doing nothing. And my mom was like, you have to pack.
Yeah.
So I packed for India.
Cool. And you're done?
I'm almost done. I have like the clothes I wear,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the clothes that I still wear for work.
Yeah.
That I have out, and then I have to pack some of those, and then other than that, I'm done almost everything.
That's cool.
But we're almost at weight.
Oh.
Like, it's 22 kilos in both the bags that I have.
Yikes.
Because my mom went ham on the chocolates.
Really?
The chocolates are, like, 12 kilos.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm not joking. Like, that's literally crazy. Just the chocolates alone, it's 12 kilos.
They're gonna melt.
I told her this. Who listens to me?
Yikes. Oh my gosh. I remember, like, chocolates is, like, a staple. If you go to India, you have to get chocolates.
Yeah. Just and, like, if everybody wants does it. Like, and I get it because they don't have, like, the same chocolate as here. Mm-hmm. But, like, personally, I like the chocolate there better.
Yeah, same. So, I'm maybe like, it's like a
thing. Yeah, I'm like I'm going to bring chocolate from there over here because I like those.
For sure.
And then people over there want chocolate from here.
It's weird.
The grass is greener on the other side.
That's very true.
You know? Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I was doing the packing, so I didn't watch the whole episode. I just watched till he jumped out of the window and everyone was going crazy.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I want to see. Is there footage of it?
Like, no. There is no footage. It's just, they found out.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I think his defense lawyer left him alone searching for, like, cases to search for his own, like, purposes, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then he jumped out of the window. I'm like, you would think that someone would be watching him, you know?
Yeah.
But apparently not.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe it.
He's such a sociopath.
It scares me.
You need to watch the end of the second episode, the way he's talking, like he thinks he's God.
Yeah.
He literally thinks he's God.
And, like, from the first episode, too, that, like, you can tell that he's delusional.
And he's so arrogant.
Yeah.
He is so arrogant and, like, full of himself. And
his head is up his own ass. He'll always correct people. Yeah. And I'm like, what position are you in to, like, be saying the shit that you're saying?
He's insane. Yeah. Okay, anyways, this is not about Ted Bundy. I could go on and on about him forever because he is my favorite serial killer. As bad as it is to say.
Whoa.
But, like, a favorite as in, like, I don't like him. Obviously, I just want to know more about his brain. Yeah. Like, what? And, like, the thing is, when people imagine, like, murderers and stuff, they don't imagine, like, this good-looking man who's a law school student.
Yeah.
Like, they do not imagine. He's the opposite of anyone's, like, imagination.
That's
and, like,
true.
The way he is, he's so charming. Like, if he was talking to me, like, in person, you couldn't tell that he was, like, someone psychotic
and
like
that's,
that.
And that's crazy, right? Like, because we talked about this in the other episode where you think the devil would be handsome.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the same
thing. Exactly.
But
exactly
I didn't believe you then because I was like, no.
No, but, like, but now, he is like, really totally, handsome and he's so charming.
Yeah.
And, like, this is why a lot of the young women, like, weren't threatened by him because he doesn't have that face, you know? Like, you're not going to be scared of someone who's like that. Because automatically, like, most people assume that someone who looks good has to be good, you know?
That's true.
And that's something I assume, too. Yeah. Like, and, like, in most cases,
100%
you can't judge someone by the way they look, you know? But, yeah, with him, like, he's just next level crazy.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah.
It's freaky for me because, like, this is, like, scarier than watching, like, ghosts.
Yeah, any day. I always say this. I'm like, ghosts and stuff, like, they're scary, yes. Mm-hmm. But, like, thinking that a human could do this is even scarier.
That
is why, like, the first night when I watched episode one, I was so scared. I couldn't sleep. My house was creaking. I'm like, oh my god, someone's here to murder
this is
me.
It. I'm done, yeah.
But yeah.
No, I know. So this was grade 12. We were doing, like, research on serial killers. Mm-hmm. And I was doing Richard Ramirez, who is kind of, like,
he is also insane.
He's crazy. But I had to, like, put together a PowerPoint and stuff. And so this was the first time I was exposed to this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, taken aback. I literally could not sleep for a week because I was just terrified that someone was going to break in my window.
Yeah.
And I live on, like, this, like, my bedroom is on the second floor, right? So I was like, that's
and it's so scary, like, that a person would do this to anyone. Like, it just, I don't know, like, ghosts and demons, you expect this from, you do not expect this from a person.
Yeah, and, like, you can exercise or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, demons, exactly.
But, like, for serial killers, what are you gonna do? You're kind of just,
Yeah, it's so, okay, back to the topic after 15 minutes of talking about nothing relevant.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna start, On December 20th, 1968, 16-year-old Betty Lou Jensen and 17-year-old David Arthur Faraday were parked in an isolated spot on Lake Herman Road in Vallejo, California. And it was late night, around 10, 11, and people were who'd been walking by said, like, that there was nothing unusual about the couple. They were just, like, I don't know if it was, like, a lover's lane thing or, like, it was just, they were just parked there. And then by 11:15, though, they were discovered lying on the ground outside their car, and Betty Lou was several feet away from the car, and she died from 5 gunshots. Holy shit. It was the wounds were to the back. So it was almost as if she was trying to run away from the person and had been shot from the back. And then David was close by and he was shot close range in the head, and he was still breathing, but sadly he died en route to the hospital. And they were really young, like 16 and 17. These are like babies.
They're kids.
They're babies. And then the police honestly had no idea who'd killed them or why they'd been killed. So now I'm going to go through the clues that the police had. Okay. So the first clue was this guy named Bill Crow, who was parked in the same spot 45 minutes before Betty Lou and David had been there. Okay. And he told the police that a white Chevy had stopped and backed up to his car. And he couldn't see why or, like, why someone would do something like that.
Okay.
But for unknown reasons, air quotes, he sped away in the opposite direction. And I feel like it's not unknown reasons. The reason was that a creep in a car pulled up besides him.
That's what I'm thinking. Look at him.
But, this car, the white Chevy, followed his car.
Okay.
And because Jim Crow, that's so lost.
That's something else. That's completely entirely different.
But no, Bill Crow, because he was really smart, he was at a right intersection. He like veered left or right.
Right. Yeah. So smart.
We're going crazy today. But so he veered right and he lost the car, so the car couldn't find him. And then after that, two hunters also reported seeing a white Chevy parked at the road.
Two hunters.
And I don't know what they were doing there that late at night. But yeah. That's so random. And they approached the car because it was really fishy.
Hunters.
That's fishermen. But it was like, it was like really weird. And like, you know, why would there be a random car parked that late at night on that road? Right? And then when they approached the car, there was no one inside it. It was just the car.
And it was just, like, parked on the road?
Yeah, it was parked on the on Lake Herman Road, which is where Betty Lou and David had been.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was the first murder.
Okay.
And then fast forward to July 4th of 1969. So Darlene Elizabeth Farron, who was 22 years old, and Michael Reynolds McGough, who was 19, were parked at Blue Rock Springs Golf Course in Benicia. Again, I'm not from California. I do not know how to say any of these names, so please.
Yeah, it's cool.
Please correct me if I'm wrong. So around this was around 4 miles from Lake Herman Road, where Betty Lou and David were parked, and it was around midnight, and a car pulls up behind the couple's car, and it kind of blocked them from driving away.
Whoa.
Yeah. So. That was kind of creepy. That is terrifying. But yeah, a man got out of the car and he had a lit flashlight and basically he blocked them from seeing his face. So he had it like right by his face like this and he approached their car. And you know how you see that in movies where it's like police officers, right? Yeah. So they assumed that it was a police officer looking into their car. And then he approached the driver's side and he just started shooting.
Holy shit.
And, yeah, and both Darlene and Michael were shot. And another, there's a lot of, like, information, so I don't want to mess it up. But, yeah, and the shooter turned around to leave, but Michael started shouting because he was shot. And, obviously, he'd be in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And the douchebag literally turned around and fired 4 more times at him.
Wow. And was this at night, right?
Yeah, it was. It was at around midnight.
And no one was there? Yeah, it was
a golf course parking. I don't know.
Okay.
But, like, I'm guessing it was, like, they were there on a date or something. Yeah. And, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just chilling. And then this fucking douchebag. But, yeah. So he came and shot them 4 more times. And it hit Michael once and Darlene twice. Mm-hmm. And then he left. And the couple was found by a bunch of teenagers soon after, and both of them were alive, but sadly, Darlene passed away before reaching the hospital.
Aww.
So, yeah, and luckily, Michael survived, so mm-hmm. he was there to, like, give a description, kind of.
Yeah.
So, his description, like, he gave it to the best of his abilities. Because, remember, he the flashlight was in his face, so he couldn't really fully see the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, he said it was a heavyset white man, around 5'8", mm-hmm. and about 195 pounds.
Okay.
So, like, keep that image in mind. But,
that's,
yeah.
Honestly, and then, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then at 12:40 a.m. at that the very same night, mm-hmm. an anonymous caller called the Vallejo Police Department and reported a double murder. He said that he had murdered the other couple too, like Darlene and.
Oh whoa!
Yeah, yeah.
So Betty, wait,
Darlene was this the second murder, but it was Betty Lou and David that he'd murdered.
So he admitted. He called the police.
He called them. He's such a fucking psychopath. He wants the attention.
Crazy.
So he calls them.
Okay.
And he's police traced the call, and it was located just a few blocks from the police department.
Whoa.
So he was close by. Like he was a cocky son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He might be alive, but you know.
Because this did
take place in, like, the late 60s, mm-hmm. early 70s. So.
I'm surprised they were able to trace the call.
Yeah, so they traced the call, and this is what the call said. I wish to report a double murder. If you will go 1 mile east on Columbus Parkway to a public park, you will find the kids in the brown car. They have been shot by a 9mm Luger. I don't know how mm-hmm. you say that. I also killed those kids last year. Goodbye. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so eerie. Imagine you're receiving that call and you're like,
terrifying.
What, how do you respond?
It is so scary. Mm-hmm. And then this dude was literally, honestly, the worst person ever because, like, you have to be so up your own ass to, like, because this is, like, basically, like, a call for attention, being like, oh, you couldn't find me, so I'm going to come to you.
Because
I want this fucking attention.
Come to me.
That's
crazy.
Okay, now we're going to fast forward to August 1st, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 newspapers, the San Francisco Chronicle, San Francisco Examiner, and Vallejo Times Herald,
mm-hmm.
each got a letter. This person took credit for all the attacks and gave the details about the murders that mm-hmm. no one else but the murderer would know.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it included, like, a mysterious cipher in each letter, so that it was kind of like, oh, decode this, bitches. Like,
extra.
Kind of, yeah. Uh-huh. So fucking extra.
Yeah.
But yeah, the killer demanded that these letters be published on the front page by Friday afternoon, or he'd go on a killing spree and kill a dozen people over the weekend.
Oh my God.
Such a fucking attention whore. Like,
he is, 100%.
Like, I love attention, but excuse me, like.
That's crazy. I'm wondering if I were in the position of receiving that letter, I would take it seriously. Because I don't think I would. I think I'd just be like, oh, well.
But you wouldn't want to risk it either, right? Because he's literally saying, if you don't publish this, I'm going to go on a killing spree and kill a dozen people.
That's true. But I don't know if I would honestly, like.
Take it seriously?
Still,
yeah, you wouldn't, right?
Because
like,
there's probably copycats,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but obviously the people at the newspapers didn't want people to get hurt, so they did publish the letters.
Uh-huh.
And they were also kind of hoping that someone could decipher the code that he had sent them.
Yeah.
So that was why they kind of published it.
I bet
it.
That's also why he put in the code, because
he wants fucking
to,
attention.
Like, yeah.
You know? So it's like, that's the main reason that he's doing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Besides being a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's a psychopath, I'm just guessing.
Probably.
But that's the only reason I can think of that someone would do something like this to another human being, let alone kids, because these
multiple
are all
times
kids.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So August 4th, 1969, the police stated publicly that they had doubts as to the authenticity city of the letters. Mm-hmm. And this was very strategic because they were hoping that the killer would contact them because this guy is cocky. Remember that? Yeah. So they'd be like, oh, because if we doubt that they're not authentic, he's going to call. Like, yeah, exactly. Okay. So, and it worked. Because the same day, the San Francisco Examiner got a letter, and it started like this. Dear editor, this is the Zodiac speaking. And this is the first time he used this phrase, and I have chills. I literally have chills, but yeah. And in the letters, they included information that proved that this person was there during the murders. Mm-hmm. At, like, before. Like, he's trying to lead them to him. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying him, but, like...
It could be
a girl. What if it was like, a her? Yeah.
I don't know. There's something intrinsic in me that just automatically defaults.
But then again, like, the... Michael, who survived, I'm pretty sure it was Michael. Yes, Michael, yeah. Who survived the attack, he did describe it as a white man.
Yeah, okay. And they've heard the voice.
Yeah, too. The voice you can change.
That's true.
You know, the voice you can change. But, yeah, so I'm just going to say him. Okay. But it could be a her. Who knows? Because this was never solved. And this cocky asshole basically included in that message to the new newspaper that his identity was hidden in the ciphers. And he was kind of like, figure it out, you know?
Like, okay, I call BS on it. Totally call BS. There's no way he would take that risk.
I feel like he would because he's been calling them.
No, but like there's
close to the police station. No, can you imagine?
I think he really wants attention. I don't think he wants to be caught though. There's no way he would publish his name.
I feel like he would, I feel like you have to be really smart, you know, to the way he's ciphered these things. Not a lot of people can figure it out. Because if the police can't figure it out, like. That's a big deal. You have to be super smart.
Did anybody ever figure it out?
We can, now this goes in perfectly with the next part. So August 8th, 1969, a high school teacher and his wife cracked the 408 symbol cipher.
Okay.
And it's this long, rambly message, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But the part that kind of stood out to me the most was it said this. I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest. And forest is spelled with two R's. I don't know if that's right or... Oh my goodness. I don't know. Whatever. But wild game in the forest. Because man is the most danger roux. R-O-U-E.
Uh-huh. Maybe he's animal. Trying to be French.
Yeah. Danger roux. Animal of all to kill. That was a part of it. And then he goes on about how when he'll die, he'll go to paradise and all his victims will become his slaves.
What? Honestly,
this person is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Delusional. So much. Delusional. But such a piece of shit. Like,
he is.
Ugh.
Like 100%. I want to actually, like you're saying this, I really want to know if this was A, religiously motivated somehow, and B, if like his childhood was some sort of messed up to like
get you have here. To be messed up. A lot to be this way.
And I really want to know what that was that messed him up.
And then he says he won't give them his name, because they'll try to slow down his collecting of slaves.
Well, no shit. Like,
but then he said before that he'd put his name in the cipher. I'm like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He just really likes attention.
Yeah, he's an attention whore. Like, yeah. I don't care if I insult him because he's probably really old now.
And nobody cares if you insult him. Like, it's just,
What if he was young and he could come after me and kill me? That's what I'm afraid of.
This was 1969.
And he was supposed to be in his, like, early 30s, late 20s. So I'm guessing he would be super old now.
Old or dead? My math is really bad.
I hope he died terribly.
I
really hope so. Because he killed these innocent kids for no fucking reason other than collecting slaves, air quotes.
And that too, like, after death. I don't know if that makes it worse I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but this piece of shit. Okay. Yeah. And then the last 18 letters were left coded because they couldn't figure out that part.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it could be his name. They are thinking it said Robert Emmett the Hippie. But who knows if that's... right or not.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they looked up the name.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything. Okay. I, again, didn't look into that too much, mm-hmm. but that's what they think it said.
Okay.
So now it's September 27th, 1969. Cecilia N. Shepherd, 22 years old, and Brian Calvin Hartnell, 20 years old, were picnicking, so it's morning, on a peninsula at Lake Bearcy, near Napa.
Mm-hmm.
Bearcy? I don't know. What?
Bearcy.
Near Napa, somewhere. They were picnicking.
Yeah.
And a man carrying a pistol wearing a hooded costume approached them. So he told them he was an escaped convict mm-hmm. from Montana, where he killed a guard and stole a car, and then he wanted money and their car to go to Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. And the couple were like, okay, we'll cooperate with your demands. Because he had a gun, right? So, obviously, they're like, okay, we'll cooperate with your demands. And they actually spoke to him for a while, mm-hmm. which is kind of, different from the other murders.
Mm-hmm.
So, he then told Cecilia to hogtie Brian. And I had to look up what hogtie was. Mm-hmm. It's basically when you put your arms to the back, mm-hmm. what they did with pigs, all four together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that. So he had pre-cut pieces of clothesline, so he planned this, mm-hmm. and he gave it to her to tie, Brian up.
Yeah.
And then he tied Cecilia up and said, I'm going to have to stab you people.
Wow. And this was in daylight, though?
Yeah, and this was in daylight.
And nobody was around?
No.
Seriously?
Yeah, no.
Whoa, yeah. I would have... What about screaming? Because in the daytime, if you scream, you
but, like, I think trace. Where they were, it was, a remote area.
Okay.
I don't think it was, very, public mm-hmm. park. I think it was a remote area, so mm-hmm. it was just them.
Okay.
And then he took a knife and stabbed Brian 6 times.
Shit.
And Cecilia 10 times. So he had some serious problems.
But he stopped shooting people and stabbing them. Yeah,
this was very different because mm-hmm. he stabbed them.
Yeah.
And then he left them for the dead and walked casually back to Brian's car, because
mm-hmm.
Brian's car was there, and he drew a cross circle symbol and wrote the dates of the attacks in Vallejo, the first attacks.
Oh, wow.
And this is, class A piece of shit,
mm-hmm.
Stuff yeah. that he's doing. Yeah. He's cocky. He thinks no one's gonna find him, no yeah. one's gonna do anything, but yeah.
But, that's crazy. I'm thinking, though, okay... Here's the thing, though. If I was the cops, I would just think it's a copycat. Because the weapon is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the time is different. But, he has a pattern where he only goes after couples.
Yeah.
That I found, would be the common
thing. Yeah, that would be the common thing. And they're, young couple. Usually, they've been from, ranging from 16 to 22 years old.
Yeah, so it's
pretty... So, your age group.
Yeah.
Basically.
Don't say that. That makes it so much worse. Not that it's not worse already.
Yeah. Just, it doesn't matter what the age, but mm-hmm. yeah, but that's his pattern.
Mm-hmm.
So a fisherman actually discovered the couple and called the police, and both of them were
fishermen
still...
again? What is up with the hunters?
Well, no, it was hunters before
hunters
fishermen
and
they're now.
Fishermen. I can't. Yeah. Is California just filled with, people that are
doing
just...
this? Maybe back in the day. But yeah, so both of them were actually still alive at the time,
mm-hmm.
But it took over an hour to get medical help. So I'm guessing this area was really remote.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecilia sadly died 2 days after going into a coma. Yeah, and then Brian survived and gave the police all the details about mm-hmm. the attack.
Thank God.
That's why they know mm-hmm. what they know right now. And the same day at 7:40 in the evening, another mm-hmm. anonymous call was made to the Napa County Police Department. And Officer David Slate was the officer who picked up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He described the voice as low and monotone.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the person said that they wanted to report a murder and gave a description of the car and the location that they said they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And the car, the call was traced to a phone booth close to the police station again. So this man, is really desperate for them to catch him. But at I feel like this is a game to him.
For sure.
You know, this 100%. Is definitely a game to him because he's like, oh, come catch me. I'm so close. But then, he's gone by the time they get there.
Yeah.
He's not there, obviously. Okay, now fast track to October 11th, 1969, mm-hmm. and San Fran again. Paul Stein, a cab driver, this time it's not a couple.
Interesting.
It's a cab driver.
Mm-hmm.
He picked up a passenger in Union Square and drove to Cherry Street and Nob Hill. And I guess people in California, if you're listening, let me know. Apparently this is a super rich neighborhood.
Knob Street?
Knob Street and Cherry Street. Knob Hill and Cherry Street.
Okay.
But yeah, it, I don't know if it's Stalbridge. Maybe it is. But this is where he wanted to be driven to. Mm-hmm. And then there, the passenger murdered Paul, the cab driver, by shooting him in the temple.
Holy shit.
And then took his wallet, his car keys, and tore a large portion of his shirt off. Like, the shirt that the cab driver was wearing. And then three people actually saw this going on from a second floor window.
Whoa, that's new.
Across from the taxi. And they called the police. And they described the shooter as a white male, 25 to 30 years of age.
Young, that's pretty young.
Yeah, stocky build, and had a crew cut. Which is, like, kind of, like, the military style hair,
I think.
Yeah. Google it. But, yeah, so...
I love how you made a crown.
And then an intensive manhunt was immediately launched. But get this. Okay, this makes me so angry. Mm-hmm. They were looking for a black male.
What?
When people clearly saw this person as being a white male.
Multiple times.
Yes. They were looking for a black male. I'm speechless.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not surprised because it still goes on. Mm-hmm. But, whatever. But, yes. Yeah. I mean, you have eyewitnesses. You think they listen to these people.
Multiple times, yeah. Too. Like,
I mean, like, I get it. Like, you can make mistakes. But this just seems crazy when there's, like, four or five people who've told you he's a white male.
Oh, that's, you know what's, I think, like, that makes me really mad, because, like, I don't know if the department or whatever the instructions were to go after a black male, but, like, even if it was just that one guy who was racist and was like, I'm gonna go after a black male, he literally jeopardized every single murder that followed after just because he was, like, ignorant or whatever.
And later, actually, they found out that while the popo were searching for a black male, they'd driven past a large white male who fit the original description.
Oh, my God.
Just a few blocks from the shooting. Just a few blocks. That's crazy. Had they not been mistaken, air quotes, they could have actually caught this person.
Did they admitted this, too?
Yeah. I mean, what can you, like, I don't know. What?
That's crazy.
That was really lucky that the police were racist.
Yeah.
He must have had, like, a blast. He should have, like, he probably was, like, ha, 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 in your faces. Like, you know, like, whatever. But
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, this kind of shit just made me so mad. This is what made me more mad than, like, the murders. Because they could have caught it.
That's true.
They could have caught it, and they could have stopped this person right there if had they been looking for, like, the right person. I was more mad about, like, this than the murders because you expect the crazy person to murder people. You don't expect the police
the same people who you're supposed to rely
on to do this.
Yeah.
And then let this person get away. Let the fucking psychopath get away.
Yeah.
It makes me so mad. But yeah.
Okay. I can tell you're mad. Take a deep breath.
But yeah. Okay. Back to... It's now October 14th, 1969. Mm-hmm. He really likes the San Francisco Chronicle. You'll find this. Mm-hmm. He keeps, emailing them. He keeps
pen pals.
Sending them letters. Like,
he just wanted pen pals, honestly.
murderous pen pals, probably. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the Chronicle got a letter from the Zodiac with a piece of the blood-stained shirt from Paul Stein, the cab driver. And it said the police couldn't catch him because they didn't search the area. And then he said that his next target would be school kids.
Wow.
Yeah. And this disgusting piece of shit.
Could they, I don't know, did they have DNA technology at the time? Probably not.
I don't know if they did.
Probably not. I don't.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, this person is literally... I have no words to describe this person because he's targeting the most vulnerable people at the most vulnerable times. Like, these couples, you don't, like, they're out on a date or on a picnic and, like, you don't expect that something like this is going to happen to you. And it's such a shitty person.
I really hope he gets caught soon.
I hope he's dead.
Yeah. Like, but, like, caught soon in the story. I don't want kids to die.
But, yeah. Let's see. October 22nd now. Mm-hmm. A hoax call is made to Jim Dunbar's show, which is a show. I don't know. I never watched it.
A Dunbar? A what?
Jim Dunbar show. Was that good?
What's that?
It's a talk show, I'm guessing.
I don't know.
But yeah, so a hoax call is made to them by a mental patient at Napa State Hospital. Mm-hmm. And he spoke to F. Lee Bailey and Melvin Belly. Okay. They're famous defense lawyers. And this becomes important later on, which is why I'm stating it. Okay. It was a hoax call, so it's...
He made it, or...?
No, it was a mental patient at a hospital who made it yeah. as him, like, posing as the Zodiac. Oh, okay,
yeah, yeah.
But he spoke with these two defense lawyers, and then it'll become important later on.
Okay.
So now it's November 1969, and then November 8th and 9th, the Chronicle, again, got two letters from the Zodiac. The first one was 340 characters, again, in code. This is Twitter for him. I
don't know, like...
what if...
He doesn't strike me as... I want... Like, he wrote it himself, the code.
You don't think so? No. I feel like he definitely wrote it. Because he's, like, insane.
I know,
and, like,
but,
I imagine this person sitting alone at night and laughing, like, an evil laugh and being like, mwahahaha, they're never gonna catch me.
Were his codes all the same? From the first, second, third,
and no, it was like it also different stuff, but it was just codes. Like he would write stuff in code.
But the same cipher, like the same.
No, it was like different. Like, you know how letters are different? It was like combinations of those cipher. If you want to pull up the picture for it, like I don't know how to describe it, but like it's just ciphers, but they're kind of the same. They're like letters, you would see, but you can pull it up while I'm talking.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, the second letter is 7 pages long. Imagine this. 7 fucking pages long. Mm-hmm. And it included another piece of Paul Stein's shirt. It was the bloody shirt. Mm-hmm. And in this letter, he said that the police had talked to him for 3 minutes after he shot the cab driver. So he was, remember when they were looking for the black male? Mm-hmm. They'd spoken to this man.
Holy after shit. After
when they
what?
Were looking for him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then there was this, and he included a sketch of a death machine that he would use to blow up the large object. So basically a school bus.
Oh my God.
That's what he included. And if you see the coded letters, ugh, insane person.
He would have to be like, actually, because that's.
Like he would have to be a genius. Look at those things. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So I'll post a picture of these on Instagram for some of our followers.
Please do. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then that's the Zodiac symbol, the circle with the plus inside it. And then, yeah. Okay. Whoa. So.
Yeah. He, like, honestly, he didn't strike me as a genius. I just thought he wanted attention and he was kind of, like, angry, like, kind of, like, you know, he's motivated like by rage. Like a
raging person. But he's smart. It seems very calculated. Like, you know, like, this is, like, planned out. Oh, in his head. But yeah, so now it's December 20th.
Oh, look, this one spells kill? Both?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
So December 20th, 1969, Melvin Belly, one of the lawyers, the defense lawyers, he gets a Christmas card at home that had another piece of Paul Stein's shirt. And it was the bloody shirt. And it said, "Please help me. I cannot remain in control much longer."
Wow.
Okay. And then he tried to contact the Zodiac again, but nothing ever happened. And some think that this is a hoax. Others think that maybe this was, like, a moment where he kind of got, like, a grip of sanity. Mm-hmm. And he contacted someone to get help. Mm-hmm. But
why would you contact lawyers to get help?
So maybe he was like, oh, if I contact them and they'll defend me. Like that. Okay, yeah. Maybe. So, like... Maybe it was that, but yeah, he contacted this person and then never got back to him after he tried to reach out to the Zodiac, but yeah. So that was why it was important, because he contacted one of the people on TV.
I see. Yeah.
But yeah, okay, now it's March 22nd, 1970 now. Kathleen Johns, she's 8 months pregnant on her way to her mom's house, and she had her 10-month-old baby with her in the car. And on Highway 138 in San Joaquin County, she pulled over because a driver pulled up alongside her and said that there was something wrong with her car.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
this dirtbag.
and then she pulled over, and then he said that her wheel was wobbling. and that he could tighten it for her. But instead, he loosened them and then went back to his car and started driving away slowly. And then when Kathleen was pulling out after stopping, her tire fell off because he loosened it.
Yeah.
So the man in the car wasn't that far ahead. Mm-hmm. So he backed up and offered Kathleen and her baby a ride to the gas station.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah, like, I get what why she did it, because she was there with her baby and she's kind of stranded.
I get it, yeah.
But she took the ride with him.
But, like, at that point, okay,
at that point, she probably didn't think much. You know, you don't, like...
Oh, like, 100%.
Yeah, you never think that someone's going to do this to you.
And that scenario is, like, actually, it's totally, like, it happens 100%,
right? Yeah.
It, like, oh, my gosh. She's, like, literally preying on
the most vulnerable people, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, using scenarios that, like, people would actually, like, 100%, like, believe. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So, yeah, and then it took over 3 hours to get to the so-called gas station. They were just driving around. And she described it as silent and aimless driving around. And so it was completely quiet.
After, like, the first 10 minutes, I'd be like, bye.
Yeah. So she escaped with her baby when he stopped at an intersection. And she ran across the field and hid until she saw him drive away.
Okay.
So this woman was really smart. Like, thank God she escaped. But yeah, she later got help from a passerby and was taken to the police department. And there she saw a wanted poster of the Zodiac. And she identified this as the person who'd kidnapped her.
Wow.
So her car was later found gutted and burned completely on the road. And her story kind of apparently changed over the years.
Wait, he went back for the car?
He went to burn the car.
That's extra.
He's so dramatic and, like, horrible, but yeah, so her story has changed over the years, so a lot of people doubt the truth to it, but I don't.
I don't either.
I don't think anyone would lie about something like that, like, one with their baby in the car, like, no way, no, but
And you wouldn't want that attention.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I don't know, if, I think you'd and just you be a target. And you don't want
negative attention to you, like, 100%. That draws him to come back to you.
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Yeah, that's, but, like, I've always wondered, is, like, you always hear
obviously
these
her story's changed over the years, because, like, when you're, like, when time passes by, you forget details, and you, like, you don't keep,
even after a day,
like, I don't know what I ate for lunch, like, that's what I mean, like, you're not gonna remember everything, you know, but so this was actually the last time someone ever reported seeing the Zodiac ever. That he hasn't been seen after.
Okay.
Thanks. So now it's April 20th, 1970, and the Chronicle gets a letter from the Zodiac, which includes a 13-character cipher and a diagram of a bomb that he says he's going to use to blow up a school bus.
He's elevating. Clearly.
He's going insane. He was insane already, but he's, like, next level insane now.
Yeah, and he's
leveling up.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like the worst villain way ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he said he wasn't responsible for bombing the police station in San Francisco, which apparently happened on February 18th, 1970. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, at least you're honest about it. Good
thank
for
God
you.
God you're not
do
a
you
liar.
Do you want a standing ovation?
You're just a murderer.
Like, such a...
It's the little things that count. Yeah, he's not a liar. Thank you. Yeah, that's crazy.
You know when in Avatar The Last Airbender, Sokka is like, oh, at least he didn't add animal cruelty to his lifetime of evil about Zuko, except Zuko's not a murderer, but, you know. But this is what it reminds me of, where he's like, at least, oh, I didn't blow it up, you know,
crimes
I killed all the people, but.
Footnote, I am not a liar.
I'm like, do you want a standing ovation? What do you want out
that's
of this?
That's crazy.
But yeah, well, and then he ended that letter with a score. This freaking douche nozzle. With a score. I'm going to think of new horrible terms for this man. But yeah.
Go for it.
And he had the Zodiac symbol, the plus sign, and the circle, and then equals to 10. And then SFPD, which is San Francisco Police Department, 0. And then he ended the end.
Yeah, you're
so
winning.
Disgusting.
You're winning.
This is literally
like
a
the,
game to him.
Yeah.
This is a game. Yeah. Nothing else to him, but a game. So, yeah, now it's April 28th, 1970.
Mm-hmm.
28th, not 20th.
Did he not, like, I don't know, like, he could literally just do other things with his time. Like, I don't understand.
If he's so smart, game, right? He could have, like, done something with his
that's
life.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm like, you can get that kind of, like, I don't know what you would call it, like, simulation, like, mental satisfaction. I don't know. You could get that with other productive things. And, like,
exactly.
I really want to know his childhood. Like, I actually want to know if he had a normal childhood.
I want to know, but at the same time, I'm like, nothing justifies killing other innocent people. Like, it messes you up, yes.
Yeah.
But there's loads of people who are messed up, who had messed up childhoods, yeah, who don't go around murdering people.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Like, no matter what, you, like, I don't care if you were abused, whatever happened. It's sad, yes.
Yeah.
But there are so many people who went through that but and are good, normal human beings.
That's true. And, like, the only thing I would, like, want to know is so you can kind of trace it, not justify it. Like, you can just kind of be like, oh, okay, so,
this,
like,
is why he's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously is, and it's not, it's never gonna, like, be not, but, like, I'm just, and then also, because religion, because, I mean, he was collecting the slave army, right?
I think that was a bullshit, like, I don't know, I think he was just making shit up, because he wanted to justify it to himself why he was doing it.
And then he stopped kind of mentioning,
like, because he never mentioned it after.
After, okay.
So, yeah. I'm like, you are clearly BSing your way through murdering people.
It,
yeah, exactly.
Weirdly enough, yeah.
Yeah, so April 28th, 1970, a card was sent to the Chronicle with words, "I hope you enjoy yourselves when I have my blast." This is... Oh. And he had the Zodiac symbol in it. But yeah, he threatened to bomb a school bus. And if they didn't publish this with a detailed plan, he gave them a plan of how he would do it.
Oh, wow. I would totally take that seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind what I said before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you receive this, like, the first time, you're going to be like, oh, whatever. This is some, like, loco person doing it. Mm-hmm. But, like, because this has happened so many times. And
now he literally has, like, a repertoire with
the police. Yeah, like, he's an attention whore. Like, he just keeps... Email. I keep going back to email. He just keeps, like, sending letters to the Chronicle, and, like, he calls the police. Like, he's just, like, doing anything possible to get attention.
He's obsessed.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then June 26th, 1970, the Chronicle. And, like I said, he loves the Chronicle because he keeps contacting them again and again. Mm-hmm. So, they got a letter with 32-letter cipher, and he was cheesed that people weren't wearing the Zodiac buttons. So, he wanted people to wear his fucking buttons.
He had buttons? He has merch? What?
I'm just like, you were like... Oh my god. I have no words.
Like, would that make... Okay, wait. In his eyes, if people wore his buttons, would they be targets or would they be supporters?
Who knows? Who the fuck knows? What? And who's making Zodiac buttons? Like, what is the person...
Who's getting the money? Like, is he gonna collect... He's gonna come to collect the money he made?
Who's making these buttons? Who's distributing these buttons? Hilarious. Where are they selling them? I do not understand any of it. Crazy. But he was cheesed about this.
He just wanted to start a business. He just went the long way of doing it.
By murdering innocent people. Okay. But yeah, so he took credit for another shooting in this letter, but he didn't give any specifics, and the police think that it was the shooting of Richard Radichick a week earlier before this letter. And so it included the map of the Bay Area with a clock-like face drawn around the Mount Diablo with zero at the top, three on the right side, six on the bottom, and nine on the left side. So I'll show you a picture of it. I printed it.
Oh, wow.
So I'll also post the picture of this on Instagram. It's 0369. Do you see that?
Yeah.
And he sent them this.
Honestly, if I saw this, I think it was just
like a map.
North, south.
It's like a mapping directional thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, besides the zero, it said to be set to MAG.9, sorry.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means.
Is it like coordinates?
Latitude, who knows? Longitude? Like, maybe it's some technical thing. But he said, to be set to MAG N. And then the map and the cipher were supposed to give location of the bomb.
What is this a map of? Exactly.
Of San Francisco.
Okay.
And then, the map and the cipher were supposed to give the location of a bomb that he buried and was supposed to go off the following fall, as you see.
Oh my
gosh. Then the letter was signed with the zodiac symbol and then equals to 12 and then SFPD equals to 0.
So he buried a bomb a year before it was supposed to go off?
Yeah. Well, crazy. So he says. Uh-huh. I don't know. This man is insane.
I don't understand what his deal is because, or, I mean.
Like, you don't know why he's doing it. Yeah. How he has the means to do
keeps,
it. Like,
and he keeps changing.
How is he so smart? Like, how is he able to build a bomb?
Yeah.
Like, how is he getting access to all these guns? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the States, so I don't know.
I mean.
No judgment to you guys, but you guys should not be having guns, like, as easily available as they are.
That's true, but, like, he keeps changing. So he, like, shot people, stabbed people, and then, like, he, like,
threatened to, he shot him in the head. Yeah. The cab driver, but he tore the shirt off.
And now he's, like, into explosives. Like, I don't know what he's doing.
I don't get him. Yeah. I don't want to get him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, but.
That's crazy.
Anywho's, yeah. So, July 24th, 1970, another letter to the Chronicle. And he took credit for the abduction of Kathleen Jones, the mother and the baby, and burning the car. And this had, like, had been printed by the local newspaper called Modesto Bee, and no one else knew about this. Mm-hmm. The news that Kathleen was abducted and the car was burnt and stuff. So maybe he was from that area, like, where the local, little local newspaper had posted it.
Yeah.
I'm so, like, talking about...
I mean, it makes sense, though.
Like, today's terms, but well, no, where they printed
it. It would,
like,
still work.
They published it, let's put it that way. Yeah, so maybe he was from that area, or he had been, like, searching newspapers with his crimes in it. So he was fucking obsessed
probably
with himself. He was probably obsessed with himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now it's July, 2 days after, July 26, 1970. The Zodiac included his own version of the song called I've Got a Little List. From Gilbert and Sullivan's musical.
What?
And in it, he described how he planned to collect and torture his slaves. So he did bring it up again, like, once more.
So wait, he wanted to torture them in the afterlife?
Yeah.
What?
Because they would be his slaves in the afterlife since he killed them in this
That's
life.
That's so weird
to me. Like,
you're dead too, you realize that in the afterlife. Like, I don't know what he imagined. You know, like, that ancient Egypt pharaohs would, like, kill their servants so that they could serve them in the afterlife?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that they would actually, like, kill their own, like, servants, including pets and stuff, and take them, like, they would be buried
in
the tomb.
Is that why there's mummified cats?
Perhaps, yeah. Okay. I think that's it. And then cats were also, like, a sign of something.
Yeah, it was, like, I think one of their gods was a cat. Like, yeah.
And so they would actually do that. So it depends on, like, if you were a pharaoh that had, like, 100 slaves, you would essentially die at the same time or be killed so you could serve your pharaoh in the afterlife. So that's what I'm, like, kind of, like, that's...
So he thinks he's a pharaoh?
I don't know.
this is not ancient Egypt.
Exactly. And also, that was kind
also
of
also, the pharaohs were wrong
theory.
If they did that, but yeah.
But, I mean, it was ancient Egypt. They didn't
I mean, yeah, back in the day, they did whatever the fuck they wanted because they were the rulers. But, you know, this ain't ancient Egypt, and you are not a pharaoh, so.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's interesting.
So then in that letter, he actually included another score where his score was 13 and the San Francisco Police Department was just nothing. He just didn't write anything.
So they went down in
his
books from zero to nothing?
He wrote the Mount Diablo, P.S., the Mount Diablo code concerns radians plus number sign inches along the radians.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't
is
know.
What... Radians is for, like, a circle, right?
Yeah, I don't. Why include don't math know. In it, man? I don't understand math. No one does. Like
he's so desperate because he wants people to find the bomb, though. Because
basically, what this was, it pointed to two locations where his attack took place. His attacks beforehand, his murders.
Okay.
So that's what the thing was pointing to. But I'm like, no one's gonna figure this out. Like,
yeah. And like, this was not, like, this was past attacks, right?
Yeah, so yeah. Useless. I'm like, you are fucking horrible. Like, imagine being the parents of one of the kids who passed away. And, like, not passed away, were murdered brutally. But, like, imagine being that. And, like, and he keeps bringing it up. Like, it's just, like, he's so not that I expect him to be considerate, but, like, he's just so fucking petty. Like, and with the score, like, you have to be so disgusting to be that way and put, like, score, oh, I have 13, you have 0. Like,
yeah, that's just beyond me.
Yeah. So now it's October 5th, 1970, 3 months without any communication from him. So I don't know what happened to him. Or, like, I hope he died in that time, but...
Did he, though? I have a feeling he didn't.
Yeah, but then a card written with cut-out letters...
Oh, my God.
...from magazines and newspapers was sent to the Chronicle. And he had 13 holes. It had 13 holes and it indicated that there was another Zodiac victim and that he considered himself crack-proof. I don't know what
that... Crack-proof?
That was his word of choice.
Okay. So crack-proof. Like, so what like does no that one, mean? No one can crack his ciphers or nobody can...
Sure, he was crack-proof.
He was crack. Like, he was, like,
on crack. Exactly. You're fucking on crack, asshole. But, yeah. So, people thought this was a hoax, but he used the word, again, in a later letter, the word crack-proof. Mm-hmm. So, this was definitely him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, this... I'm gonna...
But, like...
I don't have words for this man.
So, like, I'm kind of wondering, because, like, you can kind of be a copycat, right? Mm-hmm. You can send this cipher similar to his, and then you can say, these are my demands or whatever, because by now the police kind of has to go along with it, right? So were there any copycats in that time? Because it wouldn't surprise me, because he already had a rep, right?
And well, there weren't copycats. From what the police know, there weren't any copycats at that time when they were receiving these letters. Mm-hmm. But, like, there was that one mental patient who did pretend to be the Zodiac. So I'm sure there were people who were trying to copy him.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm sure this guy, like, would have been, like, because he was, remember, he did say, I didn't bomb that San Francisco police station.
Oh, yeah.
So he would be like, oh, I didn't do that. Like, that wasn't me. You were talking to someone else.
Right.
Because he thinks he's smarter than everyone else, you know? Like, you know for a fact that he thinks he's all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like... That's crazy. Yeah, so I think this was him because he used that word. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, like, the ciphers, like, they could tell who it was, like, from the ciphers who it was.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, you could always tell, like, if it's different.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's true. That's fair.
Yeah, so now I'm gonna wait till the next episode.
Okay.
To... finish the rest of the story because I don't want this episode to be like 4 hours long. So yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah,
and that was the first part
of the Zodiac.
I know he doesn't get caught, but I really hope he's done soon. Because
it's been going on for a while, and so many people
and
have
also
died.
In
so
such
many
a
people.
Short amount of time too.
Yeah,
in the span of like 2 years, 3 years maybe.
Almost 2 years. Like it's like
so
from
13 people.
Late like 69. Late.
Yeah.
So December 20th, 1968 was when his first victims were murdered, and then it goes on for a while. Mm-hmm. Like it goes on till It goes on for a while. Let's just put it that way. We'll include the rest in the second episode. But yeah, it's been a long, long time. Almost a decade.
I literally, like, this dirt bag needs to stop somehow.
Yeah. And
that's
all.
Yeah.
So that was the first part of the Zodiac episode. Cool. If I made any mistakes, please let me know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Also, please email us. No one has emailed us.
Or
I'm
like,
so mad at you.
Or like
guys.
Comment. Yeah. I'm so mad at you guys. Or just comment like anywhere on
if
Instagram.
You're my friends, like my friends, some of them have. So I'm not mad at them. But like the people who are listening and haven't said anything, please let us know. Like
if you enjoy this.
If you enjoy it. Yeah, or if like, you want us to cover a different topic or like any suggestions, your stories, if you have any paranormal stories.
Oh yeah, I'd love to hear
or like 100%. Your like, you know, like your theories about murders or murderers.
Yeah,
let us know.
Or like DM us on Instagram if that's easier too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter honestly. Yeah. Just we need attention. We're like the Zodiac, except we need good attention.
No, we're not. Don't say that.
We're not like the Zodiac. Fine.
Absolutely not. I hope not.
I'm not a murderer. I promise. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because you could see from my face how like rageful I was during the entirety of this.
Because
I just wanted to take something and smash it on his head. Like, I was so angry. Mm-hmm. That's pretty violent, but yeah. But violence is okay against murderers. That's my thing. If someone's coming to murder you, use all the violence you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess self-defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Also, if you see a murderer, throw something at them.
PSA.
Yes. I don't care. But yeah. So violence is okay against murderers. But yeah, email us, please.
Definitely.
Or like even DM us, comment on our posts.
And thank you.
I post a lot of memes, so you're allowed to comment on those too.
I love the memes. They're a surprise for me too.
It's like, yeah, because I never tell you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I feel like I'm like, I made that meme with Manjulika in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Nice. Good job.
I was like, ooh, meme time.
But I was impressed. That's nice.
But yeah.
And yeah, thank you for following us. I'm so surprised.
I'm mad, but thank you.
I'm not too mad, but like, I would love some.
You're the nicer of the two people, so it's okay.
I don't know.
But yeah, so email us.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to us on Anchor, iTunes, wherever you listen. What else? What do I cover? Tune in again for
the second part.
The second part of the Zodiac. Mm-hmm. And that's it for today.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.